Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Remember, there will be times when you want to step out and you'll be sure that you're ready, but God says, no, wait, trust His timing. And there'll be times when God is urging you to move and everything in you is so afraid you want to run and hide. Trust His love. Face down your fears. You can trust Him. There was this precious young Englishman that was in a Nazi prison camp in World War II, man of God, loved God's word, and he had his Bible, and he was reading Psalm 91. Love that passage. It talks about, though 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, it will not come near you. The beginning of that passage is, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This is a passage of protection, of vindication. And this young man is reading this as men are dying all around him. And he said, Lord, I'm a young man. I still want to do things for you, but men are dying all around me. Will I die in this prison too? And the Lord spoke to his heart and said, rely on what you've just read and walk out of here. With his Bible in his hand, he went to the inner gate. The guards shined their lights on him. They aimed their guns at him. And they said, where do you think you're going? And he held onto his Bible and said, I'm under the protection of the Most High. They straightened up, they dropped their guns, and they opened the doors. He got to the outer gate, bigger guns, bigger lights. Where do you think you're going? He said it again, I'm under the protection of the Most High. And the doors opened up. He walked across the countryside until he got back to England. Once the war ended, he found out he was the only one to survive that prison camp. Once the war ended, he also learned that Hitler's inner circle referred to him as Most High. He was referring to the Most High God. God protected him. Can you imagine how afraid he was, but he trusted God more? There'll be times you don't think you're ready, but trust him. He can be trusted. Listen to this powerful quote from Eric Ludi. There's absolutely no excuse to stay where you are right now. If you are weak, he can make you strong. If you are timid, he can make you brave. If you are a pervert, he can make you pure. If you are selfish, he can make you selfless. If you are a shepherd, he can make you a king. If you are mediocre, he can make you a mighty one of valor. Jesus doesn't need men and women who merely esteem him as great, but believers who are willing to be made great by his life. God uses our everyday circumstances and our battles to reveal what's in us. But be of good cheer, because as he reveals what's in us, he delivers us from it. And he only makes us wait because he's making us ready. Because those things in us, the enemy knows they're in us, and he will use those against us if God doesn't deal with them. Trust his timing. Face your fears. Overwhelming victory belongs to you because you belong to him.